There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have you on, whether listening or calling, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up. You're leading off on Live and Local in this segment. Good afternoon.
When you put an American, a real American, like you just had on, it brings tears to my eyes. You got me up against a hard break, and I'm pretty good. Driving, you go to 7-Eleven and buy a pack of gum. That's your fourth. That's right of commerce. Driving is not a privilege. It's a right. Voting is a privilege. And what they have done, Carter was an envoy for the United Nations. If it's mail-in voting, 99% fraud. Check with what we knew for the longest time was the worst president, and he can thank Obama and this infirm, illegitimate, babbling buffoon we've got. God bless you, Kevin.
There you go. Thank you, man. That's Frank. He is succinct. He is to the point, and he gets right to the point. Stay where you are. Coming up, Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872, will join us, and I'll ask him what this midterm election means. This is going to be an important election. It's going to dictate how this country is going to go. And this state, by the way, and our community is going to go. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Coming up on 431, and of course it's breezy out there, so when you're on the freeways, watch for some blowing debris. I don't know why people can't find a trash can, but that's a whole nother issue. Right now, reduced speeds through the resort corridor. Right now, you're averaging about 40 miles per hour between Tropicana and Charleston. Only two lanes available there as you try to work your way through the bridge repairs on the 515 eastbound at Main, westbound at Tenaya. Only two lanes available through there. The freeway on-ramp at Las Vegas Boulevard to US 95 North, that is closed for repairs as well all throughout the month of October until November 1st. And look for some heavy volumes, 215 westbound at the airport connector.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders football, they lose to the Bears on Sunday by a 20-9 score at Allegiant Stadium as the Raiders, after starting out the season at 3-0, are now just 3-2. Derek Carr, 22 of 35, 206 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. He takes three sacks on the ground. They just couldn't get much of anything going. They run as a team for 71 yards. Josh Jacobs, 15 carries, 48 yards. So the Raiders are now 3-2. They're going to face off against another team that was 3-0 and now 3-2 when they go to Denver coming up on Sunday. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Refresh your wardrobe for fall with Banana Republic Factory. Everything's 40 to 70% off, including season favorites like soft sweaters, easy jeans, warm outerwear, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us, and so good to have with us a guy who has helped to build so much good in our community, including Allegiant Stadium. And we're talking about Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872, who joins us. Tough loss for the Raiders. They didn't look terribly inspired. Any thoughts on what you saw yesterday?
I don't really understand why they could have even went that route, especially on, you know, yesterday's ceremony with it, you know, being the passing of the aisle. And, I don't know what to say. I mean, I've never seen so many drop balls in a game before. And especially against the Chicago Bears, which, they weren't up to speed anyway, the Chicago Bears. They had a few players out. And I just don't understand. They played terrible.
I want to ask you, a lot of people I talked to this morning, I was out and about, and a bunch of people at breakfast said they thought it was the comments that he made relative to possibly racist comments or whatever. I'm curious, I'm not sure how well you know John Gruden. I think you do know him, but I'm just curious your thoughts on all of this. Is the National Football League going to act? Is Mark Davis going to act? Are they going to suspend him, fine him? Are they going to can him? Do you get a sense of where we are in this episode?
I don't believe they're going to can him. You know, Kevin, if we all went back 10 years, right, 10 years ago, there was a different way that people spoke. If we went back 20 years, if we went back 30 years, there was a different way that people spoke. and I can tell you this because I you know, you hear words, and I know that people have said lots of these words themselves, and these words are not racist words. It's just the way over time people have grown up, and now, you know, so now every time they pick something out, they want to go after somebody, they go ahead and go after something that they said 10, 15, 20 years ago. Okay, what our society needs to understand is we went through phases in our life where it wasn't, stuff like that wasn't mentioned as a racist comment. Lots of times it was mentioned as a joke. Lots of times you got a laugh out of it, right? Learned as society over the years that, you know, people have taken this stuff serious, and people have changed the way they speak now. And it's really sad that people have to go back 10 years to look at what somebody did wrong, to pull something out, or might have done wrong, to pull something out on it. I really believe that we need to kind of take a look at ourselves these days and see where are we standing today. I can tell you right now, John Gruden, the man he is not a racist. You know, if John Gruden said that, what, 10 years ago? So be it. He said it 10 years ago. That's not the way the man lives his life today. And I seriously doubt he made it as a racist comment 10 years ago, knowing the players that John Gruden has been around and how those players support him. So if the players on the team, for instance, I've been hearing all these things about the players folded because of things that he said yesterday, or the players' union came out about it. Listen, you know, people, let's remember where we are today, okay? Let's remember how we were raised. Let's remember how we act in society today. Stop going back to try to throw people underneath the bus. Let's try to fix what we have going on today and move forward.
A great example, are we celebrating Columbus Day today or Indigenous Peoples Day? Which is it for you?
My office wasn't closed. It wasn't a federal holiday for me. If I get to celebrate anything, it's St. Patrick's Day, right? Because I'm Irish. So I don't really, if I'm going to celebrate Columbus Day, I'll go have a slice of pizza or go have some Spanish rice.
That sounds okay by me. I know that there are people, though, for whom Columbus Day is objectionable. Is there a point which the other side needs to say, hey, you know, this is what it is for us. For us, it's Columbus Day, and it will always be Columbus Day because he discovered America. Do we need... Is there a point at which we can, in a decent way, tell these people to stand down?
Well, I don't even think it's about, like, standing down. We should be able, in today's society, to support whoever we want. Why do we have to listen to the views of the other side? If somebody told me that we're changing St. Patrick's Day because we don't believe in the shamrock, right? I'm still going to support it. I'm still going to celebrate it. I'm still going to have corned beef and cabbage. just because somebody's telling me that I shouldn't support it because they think I should support something else. For whatever reason, you know, they don't, for whatever reason, because he stepped on a snake, right? I mean, come on, what are we going to do? Every day it's something different. Are we going to keep fighting with each other over stuff that happened in the past? Or are we going to move forward, right? I can tell you probably the guy that did not accept John Gruden's apology probably said more than John Gruden will ever say, but nobody will ever look at that.
Yeah, good point. I've got to ask you, because I promised everybody I would, we have an election coming up, the midterm elections, and I think we have seen on cable news, local news, how even school board elections are vitally important. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of this upcoming election, midterm, and what it's going to mean to our community? Even at the lower levels, even at the school board and county commission and things like that.
Listen, I, you know, in our local politics, there. I think several members of the county commission have done a fantastic job. We are not going to support all of them. Matter of fact, we are going to go against one or two of them that we supported in the past and choose someone different. You know, like I said, Kevin, we always support those candidates that support jobs. We don't care if they're Republicans or Democrats. We support individuals. You know, there's one in particular individual on the county commission that he most recently voted against the hotel. Actually, there's two of them. One voted against the one voted against the new Peters Hotel, and then we have another one that we supported, Ross Miller. We supported him. He went ahead and voted against the Dream Hotel. And listen, either they have a different agenda behind why they're voting, but when you vote against a project that we're going to build and we're going to work on, we're not going to support you. End of story. I don't want to hear your excuse. I don't want to know why. You came to us and said you're going to support jobs. You didn't come to us and tell us why you wasn't going to support building a hotel. So if you don't support building and you don't support economic growth, we are not going to support you.
By the way, hey Tommy, I know you mentioned Ross, but who else did you back before that you're not going to be backing this time around?
We will definitely not be backing Dick Segaboom if he's running in the election. I think he might have an extra year because he changed the time on the voting because they're doing it on terms now. We're not going to be supporting Pig. We're not going to be supporting Ross Miller. On the school board, we probably, based on the way they I don't even believe there should be a school board, especially the way it's set up. I don't think any really of our school board members out there are actually supporting our children. I mean, look what we got going on. We can't get our kids picked up because the buses are late, and I hear this from my own staff. Not only do I know about it, but I hear about it from my own staff. How do you expect kids to get from one place to the other? The school board as a whole needs to, what's going to protect our children, not what they think our children should be being educated on. And this is happening through the whole country. So, I mean, I think you're going to have a turnaround on the school board. I think you're going to have a turnaround on state elected politicians, assembly and Senate. I think you're going to have a turnaround on city council. I mean, our own city council is turned upside down. Our own city council is going to cost us tens of millions of dollars over the issue on Badlands because they're in the pockets of some of the casino owners.
Wow. Wow. So you're saying this is going to be a wave election on a lot of different levels.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think going into, I mean, not only in 2022, but 2024, you're going to see a whole big flip. I got a few of my friends, big Democrat supporters, and they're not going to be supporting Biden. They're going to be supporting another Democrat, but they're not going to be supporting Biden. And the same thing on the Republican side. So, it's going to be a big flip, and I think it's going to, I think you're going to have a lot of the independents coming out to vote. And I think they're going to set the standard on the future on the way politicians are elected.
Tommy, it's going to be fascinating to see how this goes, but one of the things I do know is that your union, Labor's Union Local 872, is going to be actively involved in at a lot of different levels. My friend, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. You stay out of the wind, okay?
Yeah, definitely, buddy. I just want to tell everybody thank you. We had a good time lighting the torch yesterday at Allegiant Stadium. It was an honor for me. So we'll talk about that next week.
And a well-deserved honor it is. We'll talk about that. Thank you so much, my friend.
All right, buddy. Take care.
There you go. Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872, right smack dab in the middle of so much that's going on in our community. And that Dream Hotel thing, I think, is an exciting, exciting prospect. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On on air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For the past couple of years, I've witnessed a pretty sizable loss of hearing. Decades of using overdriven radio station headphones have resulted in me constantly saying, "Excuse me?" or "What?" I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, the technical advancements have been incredible. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right. Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you missed it on Saturday, the former president, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, was in Des Moines, Iowa at the fairgrounds, the state fairgrounds, an amazing speech, an hour and 45 minutes in length, and he trashed Joe Biden's human infrastructure bill, the $3.5 trillion bill that's really probably a $5.5 trillion bill. This was the president's Saturday in Iowa.
Here are just some of the ugly surprises hidden in the Democrats' socialist calamity. According to the nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation, the Biden spending bill will raise taxes on working families like never, ever before. The Biden plan would make the United States business tax rate dramatically higher and bring it back to one of the highest in the world, and actually substantially higher than a place called Communist China. Have you ever heard of it? In fact, taking into account all taxes under Biden's plan, the Democrat bill would give businesses an approximately 100% tax advantages to locate jobs in China rather than the United States. Think of it. We're incentivizing people to go to China, but not here. Gee, I wonder why. The Biden plan will build up China and the Republican Party. We want to build up America. Very simple. Biden's socialist bill also includes mass amnesty and free college. Don't get excited. For illegal aliens. Not for you, but for illegal aliens. It includes a blowout increase in chain migration, and it eliminates caps on green cards for foreign workers.
It's scary how good this man is, and how even after losing the presidency, he still is speaking like the 45th president of the United States. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The same great show.